Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
All day, all night, all the time. BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Doc Stanley, Sports and Devil, no Blake. Radio Network, Rainbow Souls, and Sports and Devil, the show. A late pre-Brazil Sports and Devil half-hour special by head. Did you know segment? And a tribute, remembering the late, great sports media icon, Bill Gallo. Big Z may call in, working from another perspective. Let him call this time. Let me handle the boards as we talk half an hour. Well, it's down to 28 minutes now. Sports shorts and the Did You Know segment. Things you thought you knew that you didn't really know at all, and now you will know because I'm telling you. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth on the Blake. We're at Network Rainbow Show. It's Sports and Depth show. Larry Hardesty is going to come on in and open the show. And then with that, I will come with John Coltrane. But without further ado, I bring to you the greatest African sportscast in the history of New York City radio, which makes him the greatest of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, my hero, my role model, the Larry legend, Hardesty. Larry, you can talk now if you want to. I'm through.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Join us, man. Call in, baby. Call in. I'm going to late, but can you? Well, without further ado, I'm going to do the prayer. Another. Then John Coltrane. I got a caller here. Is that you, Big C? Who's calling in? Talk to me. Don't be shy.
Hello?
Hello?
Doc.
Who am I speaking with? Yeah.
This is Big C.
Okay, Big C. Yeah, Big C. And this is going to put Big C on the other end. This time, before further ado, ladies and gentlemen, John Coltrane. I got John a little low here. Let's put John up here, son. Dear Lord, thank you. Another day. Friday the 13th, Valentine's Day. Can't be a Valentine's Day when you're alive, healthy, and well. Now, you little things we so largely take for granted. Let your will be first and foremost. And thank you for all things. Blessings unseen, undeserved, unmerited, forthcoming in the past. That's our families. That's our friends. We thank you, Lord, for the past, for the future, for the present, and honoring you. Now, you may not be other people's God, but you are God. God all by yourself. In the name of your darling son, Jesus. Amen. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Show. So Sports and Depth is the show. And just a little quick prayer there. And in the background, it's time for little Charlie Parker. Big C! Got you another hint. We're doing a little half-hour special here before I... Well, we'll probably... You know, I wanted to stick something in last night, and I kind of lost it, but I may try to do a little something early in the morning with the crew. We kind of didn't... But last week, we did a...
Mother's Day special.
Yeah. You know, we probably should have been a lot longer... Well, we had, and we could affect that now. But we got to get together tomorrow because I really would like to do something from Brazil. And I'm gonna be there for the next month. You know, I'm
wow.
leaving. Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow.
That's a tough life.
Do I hear a tone of sarcasm here? And his mouth there and say, "What are you trying to tell me, man?" Thank you. Thought you didn't know that you. Things you thought you knew that you really didn't know, and now I'm going to tell you, so you're really going to know finally after all. Doc Stanley, Sports Enough on the Blake Radio Network. And in the whole history of baseball, there are only four players that have hit over 500 home runs, 500 doubles, and get 3,000 base hits. Last night, I spoke to the only switch hitter to ever do that, Eddie Murray. First man to do it, whose birthday was May 6th. In fact, it was last Friday. Willie Mays is the first man ever in the history of baseball, over 500 home runs, over 500 doubles, and over 3,000 base hits. 660 home runs, to be exact. And now, did you know, because we try to do things here that kind of blow your mind, there was a time where you could go past the free throw line and shoot a free throw. What do you mean, Doc? What I mean is, now you can't go past the free throw line and shoot a free throw. Well, yeah, Doc, you can't. No. What I'm saying is that Will Chamberlain used to dunk all his free throws. Yeah. Go to the free throw line, jump from the free throw line, slam.
Really?
We got to change this. So they implemented the rule that you cannot go past the free throw line and you shoot a free throw. Ironically, on the night that Will Chamberlain scored 100 points, that night from the free throw line, he made 28 free throws.
How many?
Out of 28 free throws out of 32 attempts. 28 free throws. 28
wow.
Free throws. Yeah. Amazing. He's an amazing player. Only man in history of basketball. Averaged 50 points a game. In the year that he averaged 50 points a game, did you know that he averaged over 48 minutes a game? Never missed a game that year and played in every single minute of every game. In fact, with the overtime game for the year, he averaged over 48 minutes a game. Did you know that only Will Chamberlain and Bill Russell are the only two players in the history professional basketball to average 20 rebounds or more per game? And when Derrick Rose won the MVP this year, he became the youngest man ever to win the award. But Will Chamberlain was the first man ever to win the MVP and Rookie of the Year award in the same year. Only two men have ever done that. Did you know that the other man to do that is none other than the great Baltimore Bullet, Wesley Unseld, 6'7", of dynamite. Things you thought you knew that you really didn't know, that now you know, because I told you so. Doc Stanley, Sports Enough with a Blake, with another Rainbow Soldier, Sports Enough to show the year that Joe DiMaggio hit in 56 consecutive games. He struck out only 13 times the whole year. Maybe you didn't hear me. He only struck out 13 times the whole year.
How do you only strike out 13 times?
Well, because you did strike out 14 and you struck out one more than 12.
Now I know. And this is what I didn't know. And now I know because you told me so.
Well, you know, did you know that Ted Williams, in the year that Ted Williams hit 400, in the 2 years that Ted Williams won the Triple Crown, he did not, sit down for a minute now, he did not win the MVP award. What happened in 1941, the year that Joe DiMaggio hit in the 56-game hitting streak, Ted Williams hit 400. He hit 485 against the Yankees alone that gave the MVP to Joe DiMaggio. The next year, in 1942, he won the Triple Crown that gave the MVP to Joe Gordon. The late, great sports writer Bill Shannon said the only thing that Joe Gordon led the league in 1942 was errors. 1947, Ted Williams wins the Triple Crown again. And again, a Yankee won the MVP. And again, that Yankee was Joe DiMaggio, who became, did you know, in 1947, the first man ever to win the MVP award three times. Did you know the next year, Stanley Frank Musial won the MVP in the National League, becoming the first man ever to win it in the National League. And that year, Stan Musial led the Major League in hits, doubles, triples, batting average, scored runs. He would have led the league in home runs, but he had a home run that was rained out, so he only hit 39, which is the most he had ever hit in a year. And Ralph Kiner and Johnny Mize both hit 40 to beat him out. Now, 39 was the amount that Daryl Strawberry one year had to lead the National League in home runs, and the same amount that Ted Williams had one year in helping him to win the Triple Crown. Did you know that only one African-American player has ever won the Triple Crown? That player is the same player who became the first African-American manager in the history of professional baseball. That same player is the only player to win the MVP in both leagues. That player is none other than the great Frank Robinson.
Yes. Thought so.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know what? You did know, but there are those who didn't. Doc Stanley, Sports Network on the Blake. We had a number of Rainbow Soul Sports Network is a show, and it's rapid half hour. It'll have a host of things to do, but we're going to take a quick little break, come back, and talk quickly about a friend of mine who we want to remember, and we will in just a minute.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
You know, my office here is kind of small, but I can always amazingly lose something that I need.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, hey, you are all not alone. Well, that great song by Michael Jackson, which was his last number one hit across the board. Did you know that was "You Are Not Alone"? Michael Jackson's last number one song across the board. Bill Gallo, who passed away 2 days ago, the greatest cartoonist in the history of New York City newspapers. A complication of pneumonia, and Mr. Gallo, who did over 70 years at the Daily News, his dad died, excuse me, Bill, when he was a young man, a little boy, and he so often talked about the losing of his father. Gallo, just a rare human being, and you know, you look back at things and you say, wow, there's so much you wanted to say. He always had that old geezers thing down at Gallagher's on certain Mondays. Comes out of meant to get down there. You got to learn to stop and do what you plan to do. My grandfather had a great line that he had told my Uncle Paul years ago. He said, son, if you got something to do, go ahead and do it, because you ain't got a lot of time. My grandfather, the Paul and Bishop Howard Sr., was a bishop in the Pentecostal denomination. And one of his great lines, too, was, if you die and go to hell and expect to see me there, you'll be sadly mistaken. Miami Heat, Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Mr. Bosch, 4-1, beat the Boston Celtics. They're moving on to the next round. The Dallas Mavericks annihilated. Roughside ran over and swept in four games the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers.
Surprising.
Yeah, that was. And the thing is, there's some stories coming out, though, about Cassell, the forward, of some mingling in his relationship with one of the ladies he was dating by Kobe's wife. And supposedly there was some gossip that she had kind of mingled in a situation with Karl Malone. Kobe had met her. She was still in high school, but Kobe, like 20 years old then. They got married. Supposedly the family was kind of upset by it. And there was some time that Kobe, according to what you read, didn't speak. Him and dad didn't speak, but everything's all together now. The thing that gets me with this is that nobody ever talks about it's all of a sudden the player's fault. It's all of a sudden, well, that's how – no, Phil Jackson never gets any negativity for the failures of his teams. If they win, it's all him. But if they lose, he has nothing to do with it. He was just, you know, a victim of circumstance. It's just amazing. He's had teams that anybody could have coached. I just can't see anybody that couldn't have coached the Lakers and Chicago Bulls. And you realize the Bulls had two of the – 50 greatest players in the history of the game, considered by many the greatest player, Michael Jordan, and the great Scottie Pippen. And then you turn around, and that Kobe Bryant is no stiff. He's one of the greatest players to ever play this game. And definitely, I've said if 1997 was the 50th anniversary, well, let's do what we at 2007. Let's do the next 60 players. And Kobe's got to be in that 10 you know, of the 60 greatest players in the league. Him, Iverson, but it's just amazing that when they talk about the shortcomings of the Lakers, I mean, I remember when Detroit just missed sweeping them. I mean, this is a situation where in the championship round, they lost 4-1. And once again, didn't hear anything about, you know, Jackson's failures, you know, bonus the players. And that time they had both Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. Rock Stanley, Sports Network, and the Blake, Rainbow Souls, and Sports Network, the show. Did you know that?
Huh.
Became the first black man to ever win heavyweight championship world December 26, 1907.
Wow. Doc, I have one for you.
Go ahead.
Did you know that prior to 1931, mm-hmm. in the American League, if you hit the foul pole, mm-hmm. it was ruled a ground rule double. Not
really?
A home run. Yep.
There you go. In 1931 in the American League.
Yes.
You found that out tonight? Now, where'd you find that out at?
I was watching the Mets game. The same time that they said that Beltran is only the third player in history of baseball to hit 3 home runs in one game.
Only the third player?
No, eighth player.
Oh, okay. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There you go. I dropped my 2 cents of knowledge.
Hey, did you know? Big C is drafted in. Before 1931, huh? If you hit the foul pole, it was a double.
That's right.
Wow. No, there was a time. There was a time you could tag up on a fly ball. When you tagged up on a fly ball, you got a credit as a sacrifice. And then they changed the rule to only from third base. There was also a time way back where a walk counted as a hit.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a time a walk counted as a hit, and there was a time where the spitball was allowed. You know, you were allowed to throw the spitball. Yeah, there was a time. And also, did you know that the Black Sox, and everybody knows about the big Black Sox scandal, but the Chicago White Sox were called the Black Sox way before the scandal. And the reason why they were called the Black Sox because Comiskey owned the team was very frugal. I guess that's a nice way of saying cheap. You know, it's amazing how you use big words, and all they do mean is little. Is another word that is a lot more easier to comprehend. And I guess that's why a paper like the Daily News sells so well, because people can read it, whether you got a college education or third grade education. But Comiskey was so frugal that he wouldn't wash the team's uniforms after every game, so they would play 2, 3, maybe 4 games in the same uniform, and then he would finally wash them. So that's where they got the name the Black Sox from, way before the Black Sox scandal, where they threw the World Series. They got the nickname the Black Sox because their uniforms were dirty, because Comiskey, the owner of it, and I realized, you know, everything in the park, the sodas that were sold, the items, everything in the ballpark was owned by him, but he wouldn't wash the uniforms. Wouldn't wash the uniforms, and they were dirty, and they got the nickname of the Black Sox.
The Black Sox. That's why
they called them the Black Sox. Doc Stanley, Sports Network on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, Chess Sports Network, the show, legendary Skype, and Sports Gather. Doc Stanley hosts his renowned radio show, Sports In Depth, again bringing us his fame, Did You Know segment, while two, remembering famed Daily News and New York media legend, Bill Gala, and two, giving his this week's sports shorts, in this rapid, quick half hour before, once again, the good doctor is heading back to the land of the world's greatest football players, Isaiah and the most beautiful women in existence and created by God, Brazil. Brazil has won the most World Cups in the history of football, 5. They made the World Cup finals, they made the World Cup tournament every year since 1930. They have the player considered the greatest football player of all times in Pelé. Lionel Messi, a lot of talk is that he is probably the closest thing since a lot of guys consider him the greatest player. Maradona, a great, great player out of Argentina. But when the tabulation is done, Jesus Cotamacio Jr., my good friend from Brazil, a Paulista now who is living in Fortaleza, says the thing about Pelé is two things. He could kick with either foot, and he has 1,249 goals, the all-time record in the history of football. And I read a book some years ago Dusty had gave me about football, and when it got to Pelé, it simply said, simply the best. And you're listening to the best on radio right here, Rainbow Soul, and this is Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, here on Sports and Death for the show. Big C, did you know? Got a question.
Go ahead.
Got a question. Yeah. Did you know that there was that the first team to wear numbers were the Yankees? Actually, the Cleveland Indians were the first team. They wore numbers on their sleeve. But the first team to wear numbers were the New York Yankees. So there was a time when no, coming to the plate, Charlie, come to the plate. Yeah. And the Yankees, the reason why Ruth wore number 3 and Garrick wore number 4, because they just simply gave the guy the number that he was in the batting order. Did you know that the first man to wear number 7 at the Yankees was Leo DeRocher? So Ruth was number 3, Gehrig was number 4, simply because that's the number that they wore in the batting order, and that's how they got those numbers. And as you know, both numbers were retired. I think the Yankees have the most men in the Hall of Fame, the most retired numbers, and the most players to win MVP 3 times. The first one was Joe DiMaggio. The second Yankee to win it 3 times was Yogi Berra. Third Yankee was the third and final Yankee. Well, as a Yankee, it was Mickey Mantle. A-Rod has won it more than 3 times, but he won it in Texas before winning it 2 times he did with the Yankees. Barry Bonds, though, won the award 7 times.
Wow.
And those who said that he should have won it the year that Terry Pendleton won it, as he was second on the ballot. And that stopped the string where he won it the year before Pendleton and the year after Pendleton. Else he would have won it 3 years in a row, winning 3 right there. Pendleton, though, in winning the MVP that year with the Atlanta Braves, not only won the MVP, but he was the batting champion. Doc Stanley, Sports Step on the Blake, Radio Network, also Sports Step for the show. Did you know that the first man, Don Perry, who passed away the other day, was the first football player to gain 1,000 yards in history of the NFL? The African-American legend played with the San Francisco 49ers. And the first man to throw for over 4,000 yards as a quarterback was none other than Joe Willie Namath. Leroy Neiman! When you think about great artists, and he celebrates a 90th birthday next month, June 8th, along with none other than Bobby Goodman. He doubled at 8 in the June 16th, but that is the greatest Latin fighter of all time, Roberto Duran. This month, we salute the birthdays of Ray Robinson, May 3rd, the birthdays of both Joe Louis and Willie Howard Mays on May 6th. And the man who brought us one of the greatest boxing shows ever, the Bellamy Boxing Report, Mike Bellamy, celebrates his birthday on the 21st of this month. I got a buddy in Fortaleza, Brazil, Steve Schlesinger, and I think I've told this story before. Amazing story. Steve is from the United States in Brooklyn, but moved to Brazil in São Paulo at a young age, about 10 years old, and lived in the section in São Paulo that's called Brooklyn because so many people from the United States lived there, so they named it Brooklyn. As a kid, though, back in Brooklyn, he and some friends are playing one day in the schoolyard, and a limousine pulls up. And, of course, the kids look at the limousine. They keep playing. And these two guys say, hey, can we play with y'all? Sure, no problem. And they get out. And this one guy's a left-handed guy. He's teaching Steve how to throw a curveball.
They look, and lo and behold, it's Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle.
Wow.
I'm sitting there with the laser on a lovely night. It's got to be 83, 84 degrees, as it always is, with no humidity, surrounded by the most beautiful women in the world the good Lord has ever created. And Steve is telling me this story, and he says, Doc, I know I've told this story so many times before. I finally got somebody that I can tell it to who both understands it and believes it. And it's just amazing. Just amazing. We're going to take a quick hit. We've got us about 5 minutes left. And don't move, Big C. Don't move anybody who's listening.
All day, all night, all the time. BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Bill Gallo, funeral today at St. Patrick's Cathedral. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. The who's who of sports and media was there. Phil Pepe, Gene Michaels, general manager of the Yankees, Omar Minaya, general manager of the Mets. George Willis, one of only 22 African-American journalists, columnists in the world. Bill Madden, inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame as a baseball writer. Frank Ramos, legendary PR man from the New York Jets. Sal Marciano, keep it where it is. Lynn and Janet Neiman, hey, that's right, the wife of the legendary Leroy Neiman. They were there. The sports editors of the Daily News, Leon, and Michael Kay from the Yankees was there. It was just a tribute to a great, great man. Gallo was a veteran, very proud of being a veteran. Over 70 years at the New York Daily News, George Willis said, it's funny, you know, you had the rival paper sitting in each section and everything. Just an amazing... amazing thing. Marciano has so many great stories. Every time I see him, he's got a book going to send me a copy, and he tells a great story. He said he thinks the funniest Ali story is that in the fight in Zaire, they took the gloves that Ali and Foreman were going to fight with, and after the fellas tried them on, and they put them away and locked them up in a cell, like in jail. And Sal said, he told Ali, he said, you know, they locked the gloves up, and they put him in jail. Ali said, what'd they do that for? He said, they ain't done nothing yet. Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Soul says Sports and Death is the show. Did you know segment in sports shorts? Tiger Woods had to pull out of the players' tournament. He seems to still be ailing, having some ailments there. As you know, the Heat and the Mavericks have advanced. And the Lakers, not doggone, but long gone. And so are we. We are on our way here. We're going to have to say sayonara. And John Coltrane is going to let us close out with a prayer. John, dear Lord, thank you. Amen. May your will be first and foremost in our lives. But thank you for little things that we so largely take for granted. And more importantly, paying homage to you, the one and only God. For your God all by yourself. Thank you for your darling sister. In Jesus' name, the Lord. Amen. Barry!
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.
Have to stand before God tomorrow. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Ali, service to others is what you pay for your space on earth. I simply say, trust in God. Well, Big C, you got about 22 seconds. We can kick it a little bit. Anything you want to talk about real quickly in these last 22 seconds?
Last 22 seconds.
Well, now it's 14 now.
Oh, I just wasted so many seconds. No, I'm just happy to hear all the knowledge that you just share with us. So it's always a good section of these little, even though they're short. It's always nice, informative information. And I appreciate that.
Hey,
I'm sure that was Vance do too.
Well, that was really nice where you came up with the that bit, you know, because you always can learn something, you know, you always can learn something. And you came up with that before 1931, he didn't hit the foul pole. It's a double.
Wow. Just in the American League. Yeah, I just found that out tonight.
And then the American League is the junior league, because the National League was the league before. You know,
I
got a buddy from
that.
Brazil. Yeah, just to that's why if you ever know, a lot of times they call it National League the senior circuit, because the National League existed before the American League did. Yeah.
Huh.
The National League existed before the American League did. And that was, wow. You know, I was amazed too to find out that Ty Cobb was actually the first player to win a Triple Crown. Yeah, I mean, and amazingly, the thing about it, I think Cobb hit like 4 home runs to win the Triple Crown. You know, maybe hit about 390, you know what I mean, 120 RBIs and 4 home runs, you know what I mean? Win the Triple Crown. Yeah. The last player to win the Triple Crown, though, was last century, Harley Shrimptree. And I happen to get, maybe what we may do, if you're still up, about maybe another hour or so, you'll give me a call, I got to do some packing. Maybe we'll just do, but did you know, but you know what? Maybe a half hour just start talking about my sports. Maybe I got a Carl Yastrzemski autographed bat, and how I got that was a buddy of mine's is Marie Ruggiero, her son Greg, big Patrick Ewing fan, and his old girlfriend had gave him the autographed bat from the Hall of Fame. So without question, it stuck a craw in the throat of his wife, you know what I mean? So he said, you know, I said, well, I'll tell you what, you know, I'll give you an autographed pair of Patrick Ewing sneakers and exchange for the bat. He says, okay. I really meant just a pair of swingers, because guy wanted to give me a pair of Cal Ripken spikes. We never negotiated that. I should have did that right on the spot. But yeah, that's how I got the Carl Yastrzemski bat. And what I did, I have a bat here. What we're going to do, I think we'll get together when I come back from Brazil. We're going to get together and sit down and do a documentary. Because the thing you talked about was really on the money is the stories that go with the obtaining of the items that I have, which Marion Morgan talked about. He said, you know, the doc had all this stuff, and the guys gave it to him. The Don Mattingly gave me a pair of his spikes. Derek Jeter, what do you need, doc? Who will be the only Yankee ever to get 3,000 hits when he gets it. The only Yankee player as we enter the 21st century. We're talking Ruth. We're talking DiMaggio. We're talking Mantle. We're talking Barrow. We're talking Howard. We're talking Gehrig. Derek Jeter will be the first Yankee to ever get 3,000 base hits. Gehrig was en route. He surpassed Gehrig last year, but the disease came along. Killed Gehrig. People don't understand what a great hitter Gehrig was. I mean, here's a guy in high 330s. I mean, won the Triple Crown, won the batting title. Just a great, great player. Usually the yardstick by all other first bases measured. But my guy, Eddie Murray, over 500 doubles, over 500 home runs, and over 3,000 base hits. And, you know, Eddie Murray drove in 75 RBIs and a strike season. In a strike season.
Wow.
And he was the guy until A-Rod came along that had the most grand slams outside of Lou Gehrig. Yeah. But I'm going to slide. I'm at the main studio here, as you know. We are at the main studio. I'm going to do some more packing. But if you're up, feel like talking in another hour, so call me. Maybe we'll do another segment. We'll just do, you can ask questions. We'll do some with Dr. Memorabilia. Anybody out there, too, you looking for some sports stuff, give me a call, 718-913-3870, we can talk. I may have it. Autograph Ali. Autograph Roberto Duran. What about an autograph? How's my rig of baseball? And I think my most prized possession is that boxing jacket. It's just I got it. I think I told you the story. Working with Don King, got a couple autographs on it, and now there's nobody that's been a champion of merit. I mean, the big names: Holyfield, Tyson, Duran, Ali, Frazier, Ray Leonard, Alexis Arguello, Aaron Pryor, Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis.
To get all those in one section and one jacket. It's just
Jose Torres, Tito Trinidad, Oscar De La Hoya, and on the jacket too. It's not about. There's a section on the jacket where Bill Gallo did an autograph and a little drawing of himself, and then on the section on the front of the jacket is an autograph and a little drawing where Leroy Neiman did of himself. And at a fight in Atlantic City, I was wearing the jacket, and I asked him to sign it for me. And after he signed it, he said, "There you go. It's a good one. Joseph Paul DiMaggio." Ironically, did you know, and I'm going to close on this one, that Joe DiMaggio and all his brothers had the same middle name? Paul.
Paul. That's right. His father's patron saint.
Yeah, that's right. And you've heard that before. Hey, did you know because you didn't know, but now you know because I told you so. Like your topic, see. We're gone. Larry, let's do it one more time.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.
Well, Big C, if you're going to be up for a while, hit me back. You going to bed or you going to be up for a while?
I'll be up for a while.
Yeah. Well, if you change your mind, give me a shout. I'm going to do some more packing. Thanks for joining us here on Sports in Depth on the Did You Know segment. And with that, further ado. Oh, you want to try that Sky now?
It's my favorite show. Oh.
You want to try Sky? Okay. I'm going on now.
Okay. I'll find it. Talk to you later.
Okay. Oh, you want me to call you?
No, we should hang up the show first.
Okay, yeah. Well, the show's gone. Oh, yeah. Okay, 10-4.
Done.